Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, October 12, 2009. Today is a special Love Your Body Day edition of Plus Model Radio. And if you haven't already, make sure you go to the event website at loveyourbodyday.com and check out the complete schedule of events. A lot is going on this year. The Love Your Body Day launch party will kick off the weekend festivities Friday, October 23rd, with a celebration at the Old Bar, Restaurant, and Lounge. Everyone is welcome to attend, to network, and socialize. And if you're interested in having dinner, you have to call in advance and make table reservations. However, you don't need reservations to attend the party. There is a bar, and you can have drinks and appetizers at the bar. Then Saturday, October 24th, is the main event hosted by Lisa Ann Walter from Oxygen's hit show Dance Your Ass Off. Admission is free, and the first 100 attendees get a gift bag full of goodies. The celebration will welcome singers, actors, dancers, and spoken word artists, all promoting a positive message to the community event. The pinnacle of the festivities is the Real Women Fashion Show, featuring some of your favorite plus-size models and designers. And during the event, Plus Model Magazine will be holding its first annual model search, where you have a chance to win a one-year contract with brand models and talent, a campaign with hips and curves, and the cover and editorial of Plus Model Magazine. For more information about the model search, visit plusmodelmag.com. Then, Saturday night at 8 p.m. will be the Love Your Body Day comedy show at the world-famous Comedy Store on the Sunset Strip. An hysterical all-female lineup of comics will hit the stage in celebration of Love Your Body Day. You must be 21 years old and up to attend, and admission is $10 with a two-drink minimum. Then Sunday, October 25th, is the Love Your Body Day Body Image Panel Discussion, moderated by Love Your Body Chairperson and Event Creator, me, Shanice Lewis. And the panelists include Miss America 2008, Kristen Haglund, Global Ambassador for the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, Jess Wiener, Supermodel Tomiko Frazier, New York Times bestselling author Nancy Redd, plus-size actress Lindsay Hollister, and 2009 Love Your Body Day host Lisa Ann Walter. So it's a very impressive lineup of panelists. The discussion topic will be maintaining a positive body image in Hollywood and defying unrealistic expectations. The panelists will share their personal and professional experiences with eating disorders, body image issues, and size discrimination. Admission is $10, and you must purchase your tickets in advance. You cannot pay at the door for the panel discussion. You can purchase your tickets through the Love Your Body Day website, or you can win a pair of tickets right now. I'm giving away tickets throughout the show. The number to call in to win is area code 347-326-9639. Again, the number is 347-326-9639. And for more information about Love Your Body Day and all the events I just mentioned that are going to take place during the weekend, visit loveyourbodyday.com, and I look forward to seeing you there. Now, coming up later on the show will be Kev Bailey and Juliet Hagerman, but up first is Veronica Lipcomb. Veronica has always had a passion for fashion. Her journey into fashion began 8 years ago when she learned to use the sewing machine. With encouragement from friends, she began to design her own clothes and became a stylist catering to a plus-size clientele. Due to a high demand for her designs, Veronica started her own clothing line called True Diva by Veronica L. Through True Diva, Veronica offers an alternative to a limited market of fashion-conscious clothing for plus-size women. Besides her role as a fashion designer, Veronica has participated in beauty pageants celebrating plus-size women. In September 2007, she won the title of Miss Full and Fabulous. Veronica attributes her win to her unique pantsuit she designed that made her stand out from the crowd, alongside with her poise and confidence. Veronica has developed a sincere passion for plus-size fashion, and she plans to use her talent to encourage plus-size women to hold their heads up high and walk into a room knowing that they are wonderfully made. Let's welcome Veronica to the show. Hi, Veronica. You there?
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, how did you get your start in the fashion industry?
Well, I first started out really going to a casting call in New York City. I wanted to, called the AOC, Art of Curves, and I wanted to be a designer in the fashion show. However, when I went to the casting, I was too late. I missed the deadline and the cutoff for the fashion show. So I figured they were also doing a model search. So I figured if I can't go through that door, I'll go to another door. And I then, went for the modeling, and I made it in the casting call for the modeling. And throughout their little boot camp that they had, I would wear my own designs. And a lot of people would ask me, you know, during the boot camp, during the whole time we were, you know, training and going through to do the show, they would ask me, whose clothes or who are you wearing? And I would say, well, these are my own designs. And they would ask, you know, different questions about that. And that's how I started designing, because they would want me to make clothes for them. So it started there in the fashion world as far as other people, you know, seeing my designs.
But before then,
outside.
Did you have a collection already established?
Honestly, I did not have a collection already established. I was just trying to get some publicity and to get known, and I figured where better to start than New York.
Now, since you are a self-taught designer, do you think that that's a benefit to your clothing line because you are freer with your designs and don't necessarily stay in the box?
Well, you know what? That's what I love. I love being outside of the box. And being self-taught has had a lot, I feel, a lot of pressure on me because I didn't go to Parsons School of Design. I didn't go to Fashion Institute. I had a girlfriend, and shout out to her, Carolyn Pennington, who taught me, I would say, 101 sewing, how to use a machine, how to put a zipper in. And, yes, I think that doing things on my own and working outside the box gives me more freedom to do what I like. And I'm not so, you know, tight and thinking that I have to do things this way. Because a lot of times, you know, a lot of designers feel that you have to stick by this rule, you have to stick by that rule. But I think, you know, create your own rules sometimes.
Right. Now, why did you want to create a clothing line specifically for plus-size women?
First of all, I am a plus-size woman. So that itself speaks a lot of volume. And I have a passion for the plus-size women because I can truly relate. There's been so many times I've gone to some stores and for different events to buy an outfit, and I try on these outfits, and I find them to be ill-fitting because me, myself, I'm that woman that has the smaller waist, but the larger hips. So a lot of times it called for a lot of alterations for that garment to look good on a body type such as myself.
Right.
So that's why I started designing clothing, so that I wanted a fit that would fit that type of woman, or some women that have the different shapes, the pear shape, the curvier shape, so that we don't look frumpy and we don't look boxy, but we look curvaceous and voluptuous.
Right, right. Now, what types of clothing are included in your collection?
Well, my collection, there I can take you from the day to the evening.
Okay.
I have ready-to-wear clothing that you can wear into the office. You know, I have separate skirts with blazers. I have dresses that you can wear with a blazer over the top that can take you from the office. And if you decide to go to that after-work party or to another event, you can put on a stiletto and you can go right from there. And then I also have evening wear.
Oh, okay.
That you can also, you know, wear when you're going on the red carpet or any type of, you know, formal event.
Okay. Now, what is the size range that you carry?
Well, I would like to say I start from sizes 12 on up, but basically I will do a smaller size if I have to, but I do cater to the plus size woman because that's where my passion lies, but that's not, you know, cutting off the smaller size, but we do carry the plus size, and that is where mainly a lot of my clientele come from. It's a plus size woman.
Now, would you call your clothing line couture? Because I went on your website and I didn't see any prices for any of the clothing.
Well, that's because right now I'm in a stage of really revamping and setting everything up. A lot of my clothing is by request. So if you were to email me at truediva.com, T-R-U-D-I-V-A.com, then you can request a certain item that's on the site. I will then contact you into making the custom garment for yourself. But as we proceed on and into the future, I will have things set up where you can purchase from the site. It's just not in place right now. Everything is really by request.
Now, what is the price range to do something like that by request?
Well, my garments, it depends on, really, I can't say it's $100. It depends on the fabric and it depends on the type of garment you would like. But majority of my clothing start from 100 and up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's like the highest piece? How high does it go to? Like $1,000 or not?
No, because I want my clothes also to be affordable and reachable by a lot of people. And I don't want to cut off and say, oh, well, this is $1,000. Right now, I don't have anything that's $1,000 unless it's something that would recall for that. But right now, I do not. But everything is affordable. It starts at $100. You can get a dress, I would say, from $200 and under.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's very affordable.
Now, what makes your clothing line stand out from others?
My clothing line, I feel, that stands out from others because it really fits the curve and complements that voluptuous woman. I like to play with colors. I love colors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one main issue is my colors. And also, because we're plus-size women, I find a lot of times, you know, a lot of the plus-size clothing have a tendency to be in jersey knit, which is nothing wrong with that, but we also can use structured fabric for plus-size women. We don't have to always stay in the box of that stretchy fabric. So I give you a mixture of a structured wool fabric, also with some knits, and I do have some jersey knits, but I do a mixture to give you a variety, and a lot of the clothes that you would see on the straight-size woman or the smaller size woman, a full figured woman could wear it also and wear it well.
Yeah, because I saw one of your pieces was really bold for plus size, like the gold cat suit, and you wouldn't really see that on too many plus size clothing lines.
Well, I tell you, honey, you hold on to the bar and get ready for a ride because a plus size woman can wear a cat suit. You know, one thing I definitely, definitely talk about all the time is your undergarment foundation. That is so, so important. And not only is it important to a plus-size woman, but also to that size 5 or that size 8.
Right.
Because a lot of times you can take a garment that is $1 million, but without the right proper foundation underneath, it can take that garment from fab to drab.
Right.
So
right.
I think wearing that undergarment foundation that's going to hold everything into place, give you that smooth look in and outward, makes a difference. So, yes, you can wear a catsuit, because let me tell you something. I myself is in that line. I will wear a catsuit and look wonderful.
Now, is the majority of your clothing geared towards the hourglass shape?
No, I don't want to just stay within that square. I find that there are some women that don't have the more curvier shape but are plus size.
Right.
You know, we do have the shape, the square shape woman, which
right.
This is why I like to do custom fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, you know, they square-shaped woman can't wear what the curvier woman would want to wear, but I want to dress the woman to look good in the body shape that she has.
Right. I'm the square shape, so I don't know if I could pull off the catsuit.
Well, you may not be able to pull off the catsuit, but you may can pull off something that gives you more of an A-line
mm-hmm.
shape
mm-hmm.
that will complement your square shape.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to have to check out your things, because you're coming to L.A. for Love Your Body Day.
Yes, yes.
And you're
yes.
one of the designers featured in the Love Your Body Day fashion show. So
yes.
tell us, what do we have to look forward to with the collection?
Well, I'm so, so excited. And once again, I thank you so much for the opportunity for inviting me to Love Your Body fashion show. And what you can expect is my Trueology collection. It's called True Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And this collection is a collection that fits the body, and also you will be able to see there are garments that you can wear if you have that square shape or the pear shape. It's an exciting collection. It's something you definitely would not be expecting,
mm-hmm.
but it is mind-blowing. It is gorgeous, and it's different, and that's what I like. And I tell you, you will be very, very impressed.
Oh, I know,
show.
I know. I can't wait. Now, will items be for sale, or you just take orders when you come out here?
I will definitely be taking orders that day. I will have my assistants with me also, who will be helping with taking orders for any garment that you see on the runway that you would like to purchase.
Now, do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Most definitely. In the upcoming, of course, keep your eye on TrueDiva.com and check out the website, because it is evolving and changing, and new items will be online, and things that you can purchase will be coming up. I will also be hosting a trunk show, which will be in New York City at 500 8th Avenue at Pearl Studios, room 412, on November the 14th. From 12 to 4. So in November, that will be coming up, where I would have really nice cocktail dresses. My specialty is my coats for the winter, and I'm really, really, really getting myself geared up with the cocktail dresses because of the upcoming holiday. You have
okay.
Thanksgiving, you have mm-hmm. Christmas, you have New Year's. So a lot of women will be looking for that special dress for that occasion. So I will be having a lot of those, and also looking into creating jeans.
Oh.
True Diva, yes, True Diva jeans. And also I would like in the near future to have accessories such as shoes and boots. And you'll see a couple of pairs of the boots and things that the girls will be wearing in the fashion show or at the Love My Body Day.
Okay. So tell us your website again, and if somebody sees something online that they would like to purchase, how do we go about doing that one more time?
Yes, you can reach me at True, which is T-R-U, Diva, D-I-V-A.com. They can email me through my site. I also have a number, which is area code 347-351-5866. That I can be contacted at as far as any type of engagements or any type of orders that they see on the site. If, you know, once they email me and they want to get another contact, they can reach me through that number.
Well, thank you so much for doing the show again, and I'm really excited about seeing your clothes in person for Love Your Body Day. I can't wait.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you there.
And enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And again, True Diva Designs will be one of the designers featured in the Love Your Body Day fashion show, and she's coming all the way from New York. We're going to have a good little New York crowd in the building, so I'm very excited about that. Now, up next is Kev Bailey. Kev Bailey started photography in 1988 as a hobby, but in the mid-90s, due to work and his traveling schedule, stopped photography for approximately 10 years. In 2005, he started to rebuild his photography, purchased new equipment, and re-educated himself with the latest photography techniques. His intention was to focus on sports photography, but in 2006 was redirected towards shooting models and focus on plus-size models almost immediately. Besides photography, Kev Bailey has a diverse background. For 24 years, he has been the business manager for an optometric business in Riverside, California, and for 25 years was involved in the Christian entertainment industry, traveling throughout the U.S. singing and performing. As a photographer, his clients in the plus industry include Swag Designs, Cherish Woman, Venus Divas Magazine, and the current cover of Plus Model Magazine. Let's welcome Kev to the show.
Hi,
you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So how did you get your start in entertainment? I see you have a background in singing. So is that linked with your photography, or it's totally separate?
It's totally separate. I started in school all throughout my childhood. I was involved in music, and my whole family was highly involved in music. So after I graduated, I got involved in performing with a group out of Los Angeles. It was a Southern Gospel quartet, and I actually started as a bass player. And after about 6 months, they called me up and said, "Hey, we need a singer, and we're gonna put you on the front line, and you got 2 weeks to learn how to sing and do all that." So I kind of evolved into that, and so I spent about 25, actually from 1981 till 2006, I traveled singing.
So does the group make albums?
Yeah, we have several CDs. I was with four different groups in that time frame. I spent the last 18 years with the same group, a group out of Bakersfield. And, yeah, we have several CDs. We were pretty well known back in the East, or in the South, and then in the tri-state area, which is like Kentucky, Ohio,
like the Bible Belt.
Ohio, yeah, in the Bible Belt, we were all over the radio there. And,
wow, that's interesting.
In fact, I heard the other day we were still on the radio. I haven't recorded with them in years, but we still got something on the radio out there.
Wow, so
yeah.
You can sing to somebody while you're shooting them at the same time.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I want to endure that.
So you took a break from photography for 10 years and a few years ago came back. So what brought you back and how were you exposed to plus-size models?
Well, how I got back into it is kind of interesting. I when digital came in, you know, I bought like a little 1-megapixel digital Kodak camera and was taking photos. Then my son in 2004 got involved in inline speed skating. And so I was trying to, well, I had a little point shoot camera. We're trying to take pictures, and it's in a dark environment and they're moving fast, and it just was not happening. I couldn't get any photos, and I thought, you know, with all the training I had, if I think about this, I'll be able to figure out how to make it work. And I realized I have to get the proper equipment to do that. So I went out and purchased a digital SLR, and with the intent really of shooting the sporting stuff, and primarily with the roller sports. And so I did that, and I started shooting all the events here in California that are part of the USARS, which is the United States Association of Roller Sports,
mm-hmm.
and became sanctioned with them and sponsored by them. And eventually it just kind of grew after that. I at the same time, I was taking pictures of my wife. And
is your wife a plus-size model?
Well, she's not a model, but she's plus-size, yeah.
Okay. And then that's how you just start researching plus-size models?
Yeah, I started doing that. I actually shot a plus. I was thinking about this the other day. I was going through my old stuff, and I found some photos that I had taken back in 1991, and I shot a plus model back in 91.
Hmm.
And I had totally forgotten about this. I don't remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember a friend of mine worked with her. She said, hey, I have this friend who's getting signed with an agency, and she needs some photography. And so we went and shot her down in Los Angeles. Of course, I had no clue what I was doing back then. I was just taking pictures, you know. But so I guess my first exposure was about 18 years ago to that. I had never heard of a plus-size model. But after shooting my wife, and I found Model Mayhem online,
okay.
Website, and I joined up on that and started talking to some people, and I think it was Christina Bentley, who's
mm-hmm.
one of the first plus models I shot, got me. She said, "Hey, I love this picture," and she sent me this link to the Plus Model magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the cover photo with Fluvia. I think it was July or something of 07.
With the green dress?
With the green dress. I
mm-hmm.
love that.
I think that was the first Plus Model magazine ever.
Oh, okay. It was pretty close to the first, yeah. I still have that photo. I look at it all the time. I just love that photo, and I use it
right.
for ideas. And I haven't been able to find a rooftop quite like that.
Now, since you aren't a plus-size woman, was it hard to break into the plus modeling industry, or were you automatically accepted?
I think I had to prove myself. I was on the website and talked to a lot of girls for several months before anybody would work with me.
Mm-hmm.
Once I shot with a couple of them, I shot
then the other ones came in after.
Yeah, I think that kind of gave me a little bit of credibility because they, you know, people talk. So they said, hey, this guy's, you know, he's not a slime ball. And, you know, he's okay. And so once I started shooting with a couple of them and got a good reputation with them, then by word of mouth it started to spread. And
the rest is history.
Yeah, I guess.
And so you shoot all types of models. Mm-hmm. Why is plus size your favorite to work with?
Well, my personal preference, I think they're just more beautiful. I've always been attracted to plus size women, so it just is kind of a natural fit for me. I see them maybe a little bit differently than others. I don't know. I don't really look at somebody and say, okay, well, she's plus size, she's not plus size.
Mm-hmm.
I find I'm able to look at someone and talk to them and just spend a few minutes with them, and I always find something that attracts me to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm shooting, I'm trying to capture that. I'm trying to find, you know, how to capture that in camera. What is it about this person that intrigues me? And but as far as shooting plus, it's what I prefer to do because I think they're beautiful.
Now, what do you think sets your photography apart from others?
Well, that's a tough question. I don't really know.
you think you have, like, a certain style? Because, like, some, you know, people you automatically know is their shot because the coloring or you know, do you have a certain style?
I don't think I do. I've talked to other photographers who say, yeah, I can look at your shots and know instantly it's yours. I don't really have anything in particular that I try to stick with. I try to, every time I shoot, I try to learn from it what not to do the next time I shoot. I never look at my work and say, wow, that's amazing or that's great. I always pick it apart. I'm my worst critic, and but I try to learn from every time I push the button, I learn.
And you just keep improving.
I hope so. I'm trying to. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
That's my motivation.
Now tell us about your contest for a free photo shoot you have coming up at Love Your Body Day.
Yeah, last year I was at Love Your Body Day. I attended it, and I really wanted to be a part of it this year.
Okay.
And I think I actually had sent you an email shortly after that.
Right.
And we talked briefly. And I just, the mission of what you're doing, I'm completely in line with, and thought, wow, this is something that I want to really get behind. So I signed up to be a vendor, and I thought, well, I want to have something that's going to make me stand out a little bit. I just don't want to be a guy sitting in the table in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give them a reason to come and meet me.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I thought, well, actually it was a friend of mine, Danielle Lyne, a Plus Model, who said, you know, you should have a contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's a great idea. So I put that together. And so we have a contest going there where they can fill out an entry form, and we're going to choose a winner at the Love Your Body Day. And,
oh, so the winner will be selected at the event the day of.
Yeah.
So is the contest open to all sizes, all ages?
It's open to everybody. They can go online to my website. If they go to my blog, they can fill out the form and online, the entry form. And I've had a really amazing response to that already. We have a lot of people already involved in that. And so...
So the day of the event, are you going to have, like, forms that they have to fill out at the table?
Yes. Yeah, I already have tickets printed up, and so they fill their information out, tear the stub off, and put it in the box, and...
And so it's going to be chosen totally random, or
yes.
Are you going to be looking for who you like to shoot?
No, we're gonna choose it random. We want to do it fair. And and I'm gonna if you're available, I'd like for either you or the host, to actually make that choice for me. And
that'll be fun.
Pull the rabbit out of the hat, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you win, the winner, tell me what the winner gets.
Well, we're gonna give them a complete photo shoot, just like they were. A model coming in and needing to get some shots for a comp card or their portfolio, we're going to provide a makeup, hair.
Oh, you get the whole shebang.
We're giving the whole thing. It's going to be a great experience for somebody. And so
yeah,
we're
definitely somebody looking to break into the industry. That's great.
Yeah, if someone needs to get some images, they're wanting to start out, it's a wonderful experience for that. And it's going to give them... the treatment that they've probably not gotten at this point. And if someone, you know, if it's a model who's working, then it just gives them the opportunity to get some more shots for their comp card at that point also.
Right.
So it's a good opportunity for no matter what level you're at.
Right.
Or if someone just wants to know what it's like.
To
go through that. It's pretty fun, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a great contest. I guess I don't qualify.
Well, you have to fill out a form. But if you win, then you have to, you know, you have to answer to that. Because they're going to wonder. It's like, well, that was it.
I know. So do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Not that I can think of.
But you are currently, you have an interview in Plus Model Magazine. They can
yeah.
read.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I was. They asked me if I would mind doing an interview, and I didn't think I'd have anything interesting to say for them, but they said we want to do that. So, and I've gotten some really nice responses from that, so that's been really nice.
Well, awesome. Well, I can't wait to see you at Love Your Body Day and see who wins and see the finished results.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll post it up. We'll make a big thing out of it.
Right. And tell everybody your official website and if they want to go about booking you, how to do so.
Oh, okay. The website is www.kevbailey, kevbailey.com, photography.com. I think either one will get you there, but it's kevbaileyphotography.com.
Okay.
And to fill out the entry form for the contest, they can go to my blog. There's a link to my blog on the website, and then they can jump right
in. And what if they want to book you for a photo shoot?
They can do it directly through the website. They can actually, the calendar is interactive. You can find a day that is available.
Mm-hmm.
And free, and then click on it, and it automatically it asks for your name and information, and it will email me directly from there and reserve that date for you.
And you only do photo shoots on the weekend, right?
Right, yeah, because the my other job is Monday through Friday, and so it's pretty much weekend only right now. I do throw in occasionally evenings during the week, but it can get kind of tough for that.
Right, right.
Sometimes I'm at the office till 9 or 10 at night. So.
Okay, well, I'm glad you could get away to do this interview.
Yeah, I snuck out a little early tonight.
Well, thanks again for being on the show.
Well, thank
you. Yes, and I look forward to seeing you at Love Your Body Day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you too.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Shanice. Bye-bye.
Bye. And again, to check out his photography, go to kevbaileyphotography.com. Now, last but definitely not least is Juliet Hagerman. The Miss Plus Top Model Awards was developed by Juliet Hagerman, owner of Hagerman and Associates Entertainment. Juliet helped to make history when she went to West Africa to train Miss World 2001, where the winner was placed in the top five finalists of Donald Trump's Miss Universe competition the same year. Miss Hagerman has produced several fundraisers for the President and First Lady of Nigeria and continues to work with every Miss Nigeria for Donald Trump's Miss Universe beauty pageant. Miss Hagerman has extensive background in production work, including working for several years as a production coordinator for the Primetime Emmys and Paramount Film Studio sitcoms. She now hosts and produces fashion shows, pageants, train models, and coordinate events from coast to coast and overseas. Let's welcome Juliet to the show.
Hello, Shanice.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Now, tell me, how did you get your start? Well, I know you got your start in entertainment industry as a model. So tell us some of the things you did as a model when you first started out.
Oh, wow. So you're going way back in my history now. I mean, I really started seriously at like 12 or 13 modeling. I used to do a lot of ads.
Really?
I did ads for like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and things like that when I was a teenager.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then it kind of went on even when in my college years. That was like my extra money, you know,
mm-hmm.
my summer job, because the only time my dad would really let me model was during the summer break or, you know, when we were off from school.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I was in college, that was like my part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And along with actually modeling, I also was teaching at the modeling schools. So
mm-hmm.
at about 16 or 17, I actually was one of the youngest teachers they had at like Barbizon and John Robert Powers. I really started teaching at Barbizon, and they had me there because I had a lot of ads out so they could really promote, ooh, one of our teachers is, you know, a professional model.
Right.
And I was also modeling for the department stores there, doing some shows for Marshall Fields there, like their back-to-school fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
When I became, like, 18 and 19, I still looked like I was 13 or 14. you know.
Okay.
So I was doing a lot of the back to school shows. That's really kind of like where I started with the modeling.
So you started a successful career in modeling, but then you decided to pursue your career full time and moved to LA, where you went on to act and transitioned into a casting director. So how did all that happen?
Well, I used to be involved with being in front of the camera, and I really, really loved it. And I used to have people call me all the time because they knew I had workshops and worked for the modeling school.
Mm-hmm.
So they all called me to get other people, to involve people in the music videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting paid a little bit of money from someone who I won't mention
mm-hmm.
to help them cast all of these music videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one day I was looking on TV and realized that everybody in some of those videos were people that I brought into it. So I decided, okay, it's time for me to start my own. So back in, I think it was 1992 or 3, I really started my own music video casting company.
Oh, really?
And, yes, when I did that, I actually cast a lot of Tupac videos.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did some country western videos and a number of other videos. So, yeah, I used to do a lot of music video casting. And from there, I was asked to join with another lady who did casting. Her name was Monica Cooper's Casting.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing Brandy's show, Moesha.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, would you like to team up with me so we can start doing some extras casting? Because I need more people. She needed more pretty girl types. So
mm-hmm.
I said, fine. So I started working with Paramount with her,
mm-hmm.
and she was also working along with two other people, Faye Bernard and Teddy. So we all kind of like as a team started doing a lot of different like background extras casting for some commercials and different sitcoms. And then we went to the Brandy show.
And one of the sitcoms who had a plus-size woman that all my listeners love that you worked on
is Monique.
Right,
the
Monique.
Parkers.
Mm-hmm. So you did casting for that show as well while it was on.
Yes, I did. Along with Teddy and Faye, we did the extras casting, and I would work every week there as the set coordinator. So I was there every week and just had a ball with the show for 5 years. That was like family to me.
Right. Now, also, for several years, you worked for the Primetime Emmys as a production coordinator. So tell us a little about that.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed it. I actually worked, I think, every single award show there is. I have worked, of course, the BET Awards. I've worked every single Soul Train Awards except for the last two.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for the MTV Awards, the MTV Videos. I worked every single award show there is, always working in production. For the Emmys, we actually were responsible for helping out with the talent and the crew and getting a lot of things situated, just coordinate a lot, everything from the backstage passes to guest passes to talent passes to getting clearances to, I mean, it's a number of things that we had to do. And the Emmys was just like a fun thing to work with.
Right, right. So, yeah, I mean, this is a lot of interesting stuff that I think a lot of people don't know about you. Now,
I know.
Also, you work overseas and do productions overseas. How did you get hooked up with Nigeria for doing productions in Nigeria?
I was working on a couple of the shows here, and some friends of mine who are Nigerian who live here, their family actually came to the U.S. to buy the shows for the television station that's in Lagos, Nigeria. You know, they actually show some of the sitcoms that are here over there, but they have to come here, you know, be cleared, get all of the clearances to take those shows back.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who own one of the television stations in Nigeria who come here, I met them and took them around to some of the things, and I met them on the set of a show I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And they wound up finding out that I also do fashion shows and pageants.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I was doing some fashion shows, and I invited them out, and they kept saying, wow, we really would love to do more shows in Nigeria. You know, would you consider coming? And I'm like, oh, yeah, send for me. I'll do everything. I'll put the whole production together. But at the time, I thought I was just, you know, talking. I didn't think they were serious. But as soon as they got back, they called me back up and said, okay, we're getting ready to get your ticket. When do you want to come?
Wow.
Yeah, so they flew me out there, took care of me first class like I was a queen, and I did an international fashion show where we actually went to London and several other places to gather models, and we did a really big show there, and it was a success.
Mm-hmm.
Then they decided to turn over a pageant they already had going to me to start producing, which is like the Miss Nigeria pageant, but it's called the Most Beautiful Girl in Nigeria. And that's where we put that together and choose our queens to go on to the Miss World and the Miss Universe.
So do you still do that right now?
Yes, I do. Every year I am there training. So anytime you see the Miss World or the Miss Universe and you see Miss Nigeria, those are my girls who I train and put together and groomed.
Interesting.
And of course, as you know, I had a winner. I made history back in 2001 where the winner, she went on to become Miss World.
Yeah, and pronounce her name. I skipped over it because I couldn't pronounce her name.
Bosni Durango.
Okay. And so that's your girl, and she went on to win Miss World.
Yes, she's now in New York modeling, doing a lot. She's been in Vogue and several other things, so she's doing a lot of modeling.
Now, with this background you have in entertainment, and, you know, you produce and be in pageants, and you are a thin woman, why on earth would you be interested in starting a competition for plus-size models?
And I like to answer, why not?
Oh, good one.
No, I'm going to tell you, really where it started from was when I was teaching at the schools, I really was encouraging some of the other schools to have more plus classes for plus ladies because I had some friends who were plus, and I got a lot of plus people in my family. My entire family practically is plus.
Oh, okay.
So I really work with a lot of plus people already, and I was already training some for a couple of shows. So they started having the plus classes, and I was teaching them because nobody else wanted the classes. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody really wanted to teach the plus ladies. Right. I enjoyed those classes better than I did the slimmer girls.
Right.
You know, so from there, as I was teaching the classes, once they end at those schools, they really weren't doing anything for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
The thin girls, they were, you know, sitting in the mouth of different jobs, but the plus ladies, they did nothing.
They just left them hanging.
So exactly. So I started my own workshop back then, you know, and it was Plus Divas on a Runway, and we were doing a bunch of shows and just having fun with it. So it's kind of like right after the classes that I taught, we had fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's pretty much all we did with it. So later I decided to turn into a bigger event and turn into an actual competition just to have fun with it and invite people out to see it, such as, you know, agents, agencies, stores, people who can possibly do something for these girls.
Now tell me about the name of this show. It's the Miss Plus Top Model Award Show, and this year marks the 5th anniversary. So tell everyone that has never attended a show before what happens.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that if you come out, you really have a lot of fun. Everybody who's involved have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually still looking for models for the show.
Okay.
But for the show, it is the Miss Plus Top Model Award Show. It's going to be on November the 8th. And we have the red carpet, which is going to start at 5 o'clock, where we even invite other people to come and take pictures on the red carpet. They could take pictures with some of the celebrity guests that we may have coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show will start at 6 o'clock. And what they're going to see is a lot of fashions from stores and designers. In past years, we've even had some wild and crazy fashions that people are like, wow, I've never seen plus models wear things or plus ladies wear things like that. And they really look good in them.
So you said you're still looking for girls to compete. If somebody is listening and are interested in competing, how do they go about entering still?
What we're going to do is I'm still going to be looking at girls this weekend on the 18th at 1 o'clock in Hollywood at the Celebrity Center International. And what they need to do, though, is call 310-203-1411 and leave their name and number. And they can also look at our website, which is myspace.com/Miss Plus Top Model. And Miss is M-I-S-S. PLUSTOPMODEL.
And so the competition is for women that are interested in to break into the plus modeling industry. So if somebody's like a newbie and never done anything before, you would still
I will train them. Yes,
definitely.
I will train them because that's what I do. I train and I try to encourage them because my thing is to help teach more self-confidence. You know, so I tell people if you don't have confidence in yourself, nobody else will. So when you get on that stage, you show them that you have confidence. You know, you walk with pride, and you let them know, I love my body.
Right, right. And the competition is really judging on how you model on the runway. It's really a runway competition, not a pageant.
Exactly. What I like to say is my show is more of a modeling competition with a flair of pageantry.
Now, you will also be at Love Your Body Day. Will people be able to enter at your table at Love Your Body Day, or would that
yes,
be
too late? That will actually be the last day, because I actually have a young lady who really wants to be involved. She's going to be coming in town like several days before. So since I'm allowing her to come in at that late date, I'll still allow some others to come in at that late date. So, yes, they'll be able to sign up at the table and actually kind of audition there, you know, show me how they can walk. And if they have a picture, they can leave it with me there. And I'll also be giving away some tickets to the show there. And along with that, seeing as if it is all about loving your body, I will also have a lot of giveaways of products, beauty products, because we are promoting beauty that day.
Ah, that's awesome. Now, if anyone is listening that wants to just attend the event, how do they purchase tickets?
Okay, we're still working that one out.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I definitely will be selling tickets along with giving tickets away the day of Love Your Body Day. So if they want to purchase tickets, come on out to the Love Your Body Day. We will have tickets. We'll have general tickets and also some of our VIP tickets. So, yes, if they want to purchase tickets that day at the Love Your Body event, they can.
And I hear that you have a fabulous host this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they raved about it before, so she's backed by popular demand, and her name is Shanice Lewis.
All right.
Backed by popular demand.
So you can also, everybody listening, you can always look on my website, too, and I'll have information about the event and how to purchase tickets as soon as it's available. So
yes.
Do you have anything else coming up, or the focus right now is just this show?
The focus right now is this show. I have several other events and shows coming up, because I also do bookings for conventions and a number of other things. So we have a show that I'm taking some models to in Vegas in about 2 weeks. And again, 310-203-1411 for those of you who want to enter into this up-and-coming show.
And so are you also for hire? Like if somebody wants to hire you to produce their show,
yes,
are you
I
for
am.
Hire?
Okay. Yes, I am for hire for training models. Also, because I do train. I've been training for years for acting and modeling, and I also do makeup. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh,
I also train for makeup. Mm-hmm. I do makeovers. Yeah.
Well, I've learned so much about you today. I'm glad you came on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on it.
And tell us the website one more time.
Okay, the website is www. My mind went blank there for a second. MySpace. I was about to give you another address. So it's on MySpace/ Miss Plus Top Modeless. MissPlusTopModele.
Well, thanks again for being on the show, and I look
Did
forward to...
Did I say M-O-D-E-L?
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say
go
it
ahead.
One more time.
No, I was just correcting myself for a spelling, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just saying thanks again for being on the show. I look forward to seeing you at Love Your Body Day, and also the last three winners of your show have modeled in the Love Your Body Day fashion show. So
yeah, they had a good time, too.
Right, so definitely we'll be looking for them to show their award-winning runway skills.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks again, and I'll be talking with you soon.
Okay, thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So thanks again to all of our fabulous guests this evening, Veronica with True Diva Designs, Kev Bailey, photographer, and Juliet Hagerman with the Miss Plus Top Model Awards. And again, you can meet all of these people at Love Your Body Day. For more information about Love Your Body Day, visit www.loveyourbodyday.com. Tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. Interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments? Email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. And for more information about the show, visit plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
just